on KSDP News, one of the strongest El Ninos ended in May, and a closer look at the luxury cruise ship that just departed Dutch Harbor. Stay tuned. Good afternoon. You're listening to KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams with some local news on Monday, August 22, 2016. One of the strongest El Ninos on record ended in May. A strong La Nina would normally follow, but that isn't a sure bet this time around. Brian Brettschneider is a climatologist in Anchorage who closely tracks Alaska climate trends. Anne Fiat from Alaska's Energy Desk is checking in with him regularly as part of a new segment, Ask a Climatologist. Brett Schneider says both El Nino and La Nina can have a significant impact on winter temperatures in Alaska, but if this La Nina materializes, it may be a different story.
Well, we've just come out of one of the strongest El Ninos on record, and that's officially been declared over. And that's reflected by sea surface temperatures in the central tropical Pacific. Those are now below normal. If they stay below normal for an extended period of time, we would then call that La Nina. There's currently a 60% chance, is the latest forecast, that we would enter into an official La Nina.
And what does it mean to be in a La Nina for Alaska?
Well, if there's a strong La Nina, Alaska typically experiences cooler temperatures, cooler with respect to normal. If there's a weak La Nina, that relationship is much less pronounced. If it is a weak La Nina, we might expect cooler temperatures, but there's so much warmth stored in the North Pacific Ocean, it's going to be really hard to dissipate that warmth. So I would expect, I would be surprised if we had a significantly colder than normal winter.
So, yeah, I mean, what would your guess be?
Well, my guess, I'll defer to official guesses, and those official guesses call for a warmer than normal winter, perhaps not record-breaking warm, but certainly warmer than we would expect, looking at the previous 30 years.
So some snow?
Well, snow is a different beast entirely. The precipitation patterns are much less correlated to the ocean state, so it can be real hit or miss. You know, last winter, as little snow as there was, it was actually quite a wet winter, and there was avalanches and fatalities and you know, record snow in some spots up in the mountains, but not so much down at sea level.
Again, that was climatologist Brian Brettschneider speaking with Anne Fiat on Alaska's Energy Desk for their new series, Ask a Climatologist. Do you have a question for Brian? Email akenergydesk@alaskapublic.org, and it may be answered in a future report. The Crystal Serenity has left on Alaska. Now the luxury liner is on its way to New York City through the Northwest Passage. It's the largest cruise ship to navigate the route, which hugs the coasts of Alaska, Canada, and Greenland. And it's attracted international attention, with many people wondering if it's a sign of what's to come as the Arctic sees increasingly ice-free summers. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Rachel Waldholz has more.
It's different in every port.
The Crystal Serenity has 13 decks, 8 restaurants, a casino, and a spa. Staterooms for this trip start at about $20,000 and run as high as $120,000. Sitting in her room, passenger Moira Summers says for most of the people on board, the ship is as much of a destination as the Arctic.
When you start your cruise, no matter where in the world you are, and you get on the ship and you see the ship, it's goosebump stuff. I personally get goosebumps.
Summers and her husband live in Victoria, BC. She's originally from Namibia. Like the majority of people on board, they're repeat cruisers. She says this is perhaps her 16th trip with Crystal. But this time is a little bit different.
Maybe we're not so sure what we're letting ourselves in for. But there's so much we've read, so much we've prepared ourselves, and we know it's a big thing.
Smaller cruise ships have visited the region for years, but the Crystal Serenity, with more than 1,600 guests and crew, is the largest passenger ship to traverse the full winding Northwest Passage through the top of Canada. It's a dry run for large-scale tourism in a region that hasn't seen anything of its kind before. And the man in charge is not worried.
I am Captain Birger Wollen, the master of Crystal Serenity.
Vorland has 38 years at sea. Originally from Norway, he says the Northwest Passage has special resonance.
My countryman, Roald Amundsen, did the first transit here between 1903 and 1906. He spent 3 years on this passage. We're going to do it in 32 days and in a lot more comfort.
Standing on the navigation deck, Vorland ticks off the special preparations. Systems to detect ice, two Canadian ice pilots joining him in Nome, an escort ship in case it runs into trouble.
We crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's. Nobody has ever planned a cruise as diligently and as detailed as Crystal Cruises have done for this particular voyage.
Our crew members will now demonstrate the correct way to put on your life jacket. Guest helpers, prepare for life jacket demonstration.
As the ship gets ready to leave Seward, passengers participate in an emergency drill. In the casino, guests wearing life jackets gather around staff holding signs that read, Lifeboat 6. And despite Vorland's assurances, plenty of people are worried about what happens if this scenario plays out in real life. Elena Agarkova tracks shipping for the World Wildlife Fund, a conservation group.
There's absolutely no capacity to respond to accidents.
There's very little search and rescue infrastructure in the Arctic. That's a major concern for authorities. On August 24th, just as the Crystal Serenity is passing through the region, the Coast Guard and U.S. military are staging a major training exercise, which will simulate a cruise ship going down in the Bering Strait. And the question isn't just, is the Crystal Serenity ready for the Arctic, but is the Arctic ready for the Crystal Serenity? Some of the communities it's visiting in Canada have populations smaller than the ship itself. Agarkova with the World Wildlife Fund says Crystal has done a good job of working with communities and addressing environmental concerns, but she says there's no guarantee those precautions will be taken in the future.
They're doing these measures voluntarily, so there's nothing that would require, cruise lines or cruise ships that would follow in their steps to adhere to the same kinds of standards.
And Agarkova points out the irony of this new era, when the very changes making the region accessible are also transforming it. That's not lost on passenger Moira Summers.
One kind of feels, I won't say guilty, but you're taking advantage of what is happening.
She says she hopes the cruise is raising awareness of climate change. As for her more immediate goals?
My big dream is to see a polar bear. Yeah, and just being able to have a successful trip, I think, getting through and with no hiccups, etc.
Getting through with no hiccups. That's what a lot of people are rooting for as the Crystal Serenity cruises towards the Arctic. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholz in Anchorage.
And that's the news from Sandpoint. I'm Marissa Williams, and you're listening to KSDP 830 AM.